Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this Seed of Faith brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I just want to tell you that we have been praying for you. Last week, we did a message on Isaiah 41 and Isaiah 43 and Matthew 28, but we're going to take a break today. I have a special guest. He's not really a guest, a really dear, dear friend that I've known for over 9 years, maybe even 10 years, Terry Harris. I've invited him in today. We're going to do a little different. You're not going to get a total message out of the scriptures, but I think you're going to get a message that's going to touch your hearts. I've invited Terry to come in. He works here at the radio station, been a part of the Salem broadcasting system for 20, how many years, Terry?
About 22 years now, since wow. December 98.
Wow. And we've known each other almost 10 years, and it's a real blessing to have you here. And Terry, you have written a book, and I have read it, my wife has read it, and we want to talk about that book that you've written, and we want to talk about your vision for this book and the vision for your next book.
Okay.
And how this book really ministered to me, my wife, but it ministered to our two daughters and daughter-in-law who
awesome.
Lost children. The name of the book is called Cynthia's Dance, and I want to know, what inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me ultimately was the loss of three children due to miscarriages. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were blessed. We met in 99, and actually a week after I got hired here at KKLA, and we met at New Year's Eve, 98, early 99, dated, got married in 2000, had our first child, Nathan, great, October of 2002, had our second child, awesome, Gracie, November of 2004, took a little bit of a break. My wife's started aging a little bit, and about 2008, when we were getting ready to have our quote-unquote third child, her clock, her body was turning from 39 to 40. Which with women, many of you have experienced, there's a change in your body. We weren't prepared for it. And so we did conceive. We never had a problem conceiving. We were blessed in that, very, very blessed. And I'm sensitive to the people who struggle with having that opportunity to conceive a child. And 6 weeks in, we had what they call a blighted ovum. Mm. We didn't get to name the child, which we like to do. We like to find out the gender of the child right away as soon as we can, and then pray God would give us the child's life verse and name. And he did that with Nathan. He did that with Gracie. And so we were looking to do that with this third child, but we lost baby Harris. And it didn't hit us real hard. We were expecting something better, but the way that a doctor described it, we thought, okay, so this was one aside. We have a baby in heaven. But my wife said, I'm really feeling impressed to have a third child. So we got pregnant again in 2009, we got pregnant, had about 9-10 weeks into the pregnancy. We were just about ready to, we found out that it was a boy. We came up with his name, Joseph, and we lost him. Mm. And that one was very difficult for Laura because it was a normal chromosome baby.
Right.
There was no medical explanation for her losing the child. That hit her hard. Mm. Her family kind of said, hey, why don't you just stop? You have two beautiful children, just stop. She really felt passion that she was supposed to have a third. So we tried, we conceived again, and we ended up getting pregnant with a baby girl. And my daughter Grace was about 4 at the time, and she named her Angela.
Wow.
And so we hadn't come up with the life verse yet, but we lost baby Angela. And when I had to tell my daughter that we lost baby Angela, her grief was enormous for a four-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was deeply moved by that. My wife persisted, said, I really believe, as much as this is difficult, I believe I'm supposed to have a third. And God blessed us. And I'm very sensitive to those of you who didn't have that chance to get that child that you really believe that you were supposed to have. And we have Jordan today. He was born in March of 2010. And he's now 11 years old, strong and healthy, and we're blessed. So we have three children here and three in heaven.
Wow. So in writing this book, I know it's probably been, you know, going through that time. What would you say to someone who has lost a child? Because I think this speaks to not just women, but to men who have lost a child, maybe in a miscarriage or even lost a child prematurely, accidentally or anything. How did you and your wife walk through that valley? Because so many couples that go through this, sometimes the emotional stress of this can cause the division of a marriage or a division of a family. How did you two make it through this time?
Really deep stuff there. I really want to just say, if you've lost a child, whether it's in the womb or at birth, stillborn, or shortly thereafter, you've lost a child, I am very, very sorry. My heart goes out to you. Probably the greatest loss we can experience as human beings is the loss of a child. And that is deep, deep waters that the Savior wants to walk with people. We were blessed when we started dating. We were kind of going down the typical dating and dating road, you know, and just kind of acting like regular people. And God stopped us on a Saturday night and said, no. He caused friction in our dating. I went home. I was upset. I toiled all night, and I asked him, what do you want? He says, I want you to base your relationship and ultimately your marriage on prayer and me. My wife and I talked the next day when we were dating that on a Sunday, had a long conversation by phone. I said, we need to start over again. Mm-hmm. We need to completely start our dating over again, and every day we're going to pray together. And so that is a foundation going into the relationship. We had that as the Bible said, when the storms hit, our foundation was solid. I, as a man, have been through a lot in life, and so I'm sensitive to people who suffer. And so I was able to come alongside my wife rather than judge, push away. That's just through my suffering, I was able to do that. I was able to relate to her. But God help you. Lord, have mercy on you. He cares for you. If you're going through this or if you're still stung from this and it's been years, that pain is showing you it's not done yet and He wants to heal you. I would encourage you to seek the Savior's face for healing.
Oh, wow. And I think you hit on something. I don't want to go down a rabbit's trail, but couples that pray together can stay together.
Yeah,
and prayer is really an aspect of how people stay together. But Cynthia's Dance, you know, I've read it, and it's a wonderful, you talk about a journey from heaven to earth. So you write it really with two perspectives, this book. And I would highly recommend it. Terry's going to tell you how you can get a copy of it in a minute. But it gives you a perspective from heaven to earth, and then also how people that are left behind dealing with their loss can see God in the midst of that. And I think one of the biggest struggles is, how do we find God? But when you wrote this, what gave you the idea to write from heaven to earth, this perspective?
That's a great question, and it gives me chills. In my young experience with a lot of pain I've had in my life, God has been very present for me. As I've gone through the healing process, He's revealed to me how He was there for me. And so through my own pain and healing, I've been able to see heaven's perspective. Of course, a lot of it's through the scripture. But I want people to know that after three losses of three babies and watching my daughter grieve, I came up with, God gave me an idea. I had been writing a story called Cynthia's Dance. I had started years ago, but the character was about a girl that was a different thing. And as I was looking at my notes after losing our third child, it suddenly dawned on me, what if this main character, Cynthia, was a girl who never had the chance to be born, but she gets a glimpse at life? And that really resonated with me to where eventually, a few years later, I wrote the book. But here's the thing, is that when we suffer, there is our perspective, and then there's heaven's perspective. And little Cynthia is a child who's lost on miscarriage, carried to heaven. And there, of course, in heaven, they mature. They're not going to be amoebas just growing around, you know, little fetuses growing, floating in heaven. They become they mature.
Right.
And she matures in the king's presence. And the first two chapters, you can see the pain of the loss and then Cynthia in heaven. And you really get an idea of what this story is about and how God can minister. I really recommend that you just download the first two chapters at cynthiasdance.com. Just go there. You can get the first two chapters as a PDF for free. But look at how God views pain. Look at how God views this. And Cynthia is a character in the story who once has this incredible, insatiable desire to meet her parents and dance with her father.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she wants to dance with her father is I have her, one of her serving roles in the king's court as leading worship with children in heaven. And she's, think of Audrey Hepburn. She's a young Audrey Hepburn at the time of the story, when she comes from chapter 2 to chapter 3. She's a young Audrey Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes the journey from heaven to earth and steps on the shores of earth. And once she does that, once she gives up her redemptive body and takes on full human flesh as a young woman, she now has to learn her own journey of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike the citizens of heaven, those who have been miscarried and gone to heaven, they don't know what faith is. They don't know what sin is. They don't know what redemption is. Cynthia gets to experience all of that for the first time as a young lady walking this planet. And the journey is her searching for her parents. She's given permission by the king to go on this journey to find her parents and meet them, but she doesn't know who they are or where they're at. And that's her faith journey. And when she runs into these people, their lives, because of the miscarriage, there was a divorce, they're broken, they're separated, there's hurt, there's walls, there's all kinds of things going on in their life. And so they don't recognize each other, but their lives are integrated through the story. And as they get closer and closer, you see the culmination when they finally do recognize who the other is. It's an amazing redemptive type of Cinderella experience. I literally have a ball. I have, you know, the whole thing there. So, I mean, I wanted to tell Cynthia's Dance is kind of a Christian's Cinderella story with a twist, and God really gave me one.
Wow. It is a wonderful book. It's called Cynthia's Dance by Terry Harris, and it's not just a perspective from heaven's view to earth, but it's also you deal with the earthly view of, you just mentioned, how do we deal with faith in a loss or coming to know faith or repentance or forgiveness? And I think that's something, whether you've lost a loved one, had a miscarriage, that's really what this book is about. And how do you find faith in the midst of that loss? How do you walk through that valley of the shadow of death? How do you have grief? Last week, if you were listening to the broadcast, I did a little message on Isaiah 43:10 or 43:1-7, but it talks about the Lord who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Mm-hmm. Imagining, you know, like in Psalm 139, where God forms us, knits us together in our mother's womb, and he says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, yet for some, that child is not given life.
Right.
And that is a very, for many, that's a very troubling, distressing event in the parent's life. You mentioned in the book, and when I read it, you know, the loss of the child caused a divorce. The parents were separated. There was a lot of anger and grief, and then Cynthia has to go find them, and the healing and the faith and the reconciliation that takes place at the Cinderella ball is so fascinating. It's a wonderful perspective. But to know that God forms us and knits us together, it says in that Psalm 139 that all the days of our life are written in the book before one of them existed. Trusting that God is sovereign in your life or in writing this book. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the second book that you're working on and that you're writing on. But looking at God's sovereignty, even for you, you know, going through your struggles, you know, in your life, you mentioned some of them, but then going through the loss of three children, a miscarriage of three children, and then making that decision for you and your wife, making that decision to, one, stay together, two, to go forward, three, to have that faith to trust God in the loss. I'm fascinated how you two did it, and how you journeyed through that and what advice you would give to parents that have lost a child.
Husbands, let your wives feel what they feel. Listen to the Holy Spirit in her. Laura's family didn't support the idea of trying to have a third, which ultimately we had Jordan. They did not support it. They were getting mad, saying, stop it. This is ridiculous. You're putting yourself through so much pain. You're not meant to have another one. But she had to go with the voice of the Holy Spirit in her. I had to trust that because as the spiritual leader, I know that God oftentimes will speak through the wife. And so I gave her space. I wasn't perfect. I wasn't always there, but I was there for her ultimately and as much as I could be because I was going through my own loss and watching my kids go through their loss and watching my daughter grieve. And a few months before I started writing this in December 15, my daughter and I, Grace, got to go see Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella. And when I watched it, I just sat there mesmerized by all the spiritual applications. And I walked out there going, somebody's got to write a Christian Cinderella story. And I realizing, I think God ultimately over the next couple of weeks said, why not you write it? And so in December of 15, just a few months after my daughter and I, Grace, saw that. So Gracie has been part of that healing journey. And Gracie to this day, who loves to read and has read a lot of good Christian books, says proudly that this book is her favorite. And so when you're going through it, grieve together as a family. Don't push away. Allow yourself space to grieve. Allow your wife space to grieve. And if there's kids involved, allow them to grieve. But trust the Holy Spirit. Stay together through prayer. Whether you feel like praying or not, pray.
I want to come back to the thought of looking at this from heaven's perspective. And I think so often we're so, you know, earthly bound, yeah. And especially when we're going through a loss or a grief, even when we're going through a pandemic, you know, we're going through something that's really trying us. We come a little bit myopic, I guess, and only see the little space we're in. But then there's, you know, looking at God's sovereignty and, you know, I'm a Calvinist, so John Calvin would say God's sovereignty is like an umbrella that shelters us over everything. And yet, trusting that everything passes through the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ, and that, you know, I'm just really impressed, Terry, that you decided to look at it from heaven's perspective.
Yeah,
and that's what really drew me to this thought: is what would it be in heaven? What is God? We always go, what was God thinking? Why would he do this to me? Yeah, why would he take my child? And we have all the why questions. I'm just, you know, fascinated. I'm going to come back to that. But, you know, what positioned you to say, I want to look at this from heaven's perspective? Because a lot of books deal with, I would call self-help, look at it, how you can get better. But looking at it, how God sees this and how God sees you walking through this loss.
Again, it's because of my pain and my journey of healing, he has shared his viewpoint on things, and it changes everything. Because like you said, we're so myopic. We're such a society of we want the spotlight on us. We all believe that our dreams are fulfilled when we're on the stage and everybody's looking at us and applauding us, because ultimately what we're facing is the feeling of abandonment. Mm-hmm. We need the support and the applause and of everybody else because our perspective is lonely. It's abandonment. It's dark. It's dismal. If you know anybody who's gone through grief or gone through abuse or has PTSD or mental illness, it's a dark, lonely place. But Jesus is at the bottom of that pit. His hands, his everlasting hands, are underneath us, and he catches us. So if you can get away from your pain and get into scripture and prayer and ask Jesus, what do you want me to know? Which is what I ask often. What do you want me to know? He will share with you, and you will see ultimately your suffering is for a short time and the rewards are forever and ever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm. And You've been listening to The Seed of Faith here brought by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. This is Pastor Dave. We're doing a little interview with Terry Harris, who's written a book called Cynthia's Dance. And last week I did a little message, and I've been doing a series here on the radio about God being with us. I am with you. God with you. Emmanuel. And last week we talked about Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, that you'll not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. It is because God is with us. I am with you. And why? Because he loves us. No matter what you're facing, if it's a loss of a child, if it's a loss of a job, or going through this pandemic, I want you to know that God is with you. God will walk with you through this. And Cynthia's Dance will help anyone who has lost a child through a miscarriage. Even if you've lost a child recently, I read it because I lost my brother when I was 13, he was 16, and it helped me see it from a heaven's perspective. I know, Terry, you're working on another book, and I want to take a few minutes and just, one, tell us how they can get Cynthia's Dance again, but then tell us the next book you're working on.
Sure. Thank you for that invite. Go to cynthiasdance.com, and you can download the first two chapters there. If you like it, you can order from Amazon. You can order any of those links on cynthiasdance.com. That's cynthiasdance.com, cynthiasdance.com. Download the first two chapters for free. If you like it, then get the book. I think you'll be blessed by it. You know, I lost three babies, and so I wrote a book, a fictional story about heaven's perspective on that, rather than writing a fictional or a nonfiction about 10 things I learned during my time of grief. I just wanted to write a story that people could relate to and bless them. And I've also lost three friends due to suicide. And so those are extremely dark waters. Just ask Rick Warren, anybody else who's lost. And in this season of mental illness, just to let you know, I struggle the last 20 plus years with PTSD. I know mental illness. And so Moondance is a story about a guy who struggles with mental illness and leaves his wife at a critical time by suicide. And he goes to heaven and he learns basically heaven's perspective on the pain that he left behind. And he pleads for an opportunity to come back and minister to them. The king allows it with certain conditions. He cannot reveal who he is, but he's allowed to step in because what he left his wife with was a child in her stomach, which he didn't know. She finds out the day that she, in the story, Mandy finds out that she is pregnant the day before she finds out that her husband took his life. Mm. And she has to go through that journey alone, and she ends up being broken and in pain with a daughter, and he visits, comes back to earth years later, and gets to come into their life and bring the healing of God into their life.
Wow. That's going to be an awesome book to read. Moondance. And I won't put you on the pressure when it's going to be out, but listen, we all struggle. We all are struggling with different things. And, you know, I'm going to stay in Isaiah for just a minute. He says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. I want you to know that God is with you. I'd encourage you to go to cynthiasdance.com, pick up the first two chapters, see if you like it. You can always download those for free. It's a real blessing. I've known Terry for about 10 years. He's a wonderful man of God, seeking God's heart. See what God is doing in your life during this time. Let's have a moment of prayer. Lord, we just lift up this time to you. We give thanks for Terry for coming in today, for the ministry that he has with Cynthia's Dance and this new book called Moon Dance. Lord, bless your Holy Spirit upon us today to see you in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.